welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders Podcast Series. The goal of this podcast is to bring semiconductor experts together to get to the truth about the matter at hand. We'll get right to the point and not exceed 30 minutes of your time. If you have a topic you would like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is GD Bansal, Chief Operating Officer at Axiomize. GD has more than 28 years experience in the EDA and semiconductor industry with R&D positions at Bosky Technology, which is now part of NVIDIA, Synopsys and Cadence. Welcome to the podcast, GD.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for inviting me. I'm really excited to talk to you about formal verification and Axiomize and our vision in this space.
Yeah, thank you. It's nice to speak to you again. So first, let me ask how you originally came to EDA. You have a computer science degree similar to myself. Did you have EDA in mind when you went to school, or did it just kind of pop up after graduation?
Yeah, interesting question. So, to be honest, when I did my graduation, I did in computer science, and at that point, I was focused on more on the software aspects of it. My driving criteria was to get into software development. And I didn't know much about EDA or the semiconductor industry or any exposure to it. So in the early 90s, when I graduated, my criteria was to, get into a company which can give me a good opportunity to do some cutting edge software development. And that's what I joined Do-It Technologies, which were into EDA space, both into front end products development and also services. So that's how I started my career. But then, that's been my life over the last 28 years, all being EDA in the semiconductor industry. And then, after Do-It, I joined Cadence, started working in the synthesis product before moving into the simulation space, and, worked at Cadence for almost 20 years developing the simulation products and different technologies. Then at Synopsys, very similar profile in the simulation space. And then at some point, OSCE came about, and I thought, it will be an interesting experience and learning to get from a products space to using those tools, the EDA tools, to providing services. So that's what I opted for OSCE, and now at Axiomize, taking it forward.
Yeah, so let's, as you mentioned, formal verification. So let's talk about formal verification. We see it on SemiWiki. There is a really strong interest in formal verification. Why is that? Why is it now?
Yeah, and very relevant question, Dan. Good you brought up. The challenges in verifying the designs to ensure they are bug-free continues to increase rapidly in today's world, especially for designs that need higher assurance and compliance to quality standards. And with, of course, functional safety and security of critical importance nowadays. Verification and validation needs to address these challenges at architectural and micro architectural levels, and also the security, safety, and power requirements of the design. Currently, as you would know, the most used technologies for verification are actually dynamic simulation and emulation. These techniques intrinsically rely on stimulus generation and functional coverage to sign off, both of which are not adequate to sign off multi-million gate designs, potentially actually leaving many bugs behind. We still need simulation and emulation-based solutions, but they are inherently inadequate to provide exhaustive proofs of correctness and resulting in high risk of functional bug escapes. And interestingly, this is where formal verification becomes utmost critical. It provides an alternate paradigm to exhaustive bug hunting and proofs of correctness of the design functionalities, resulting in high-quality sign-off approach. Basically, formal verification uses mathematical proofs to establish the correctness of a design. It involves creating a mathematically precise model specification of the requirement and proving it on the model of the design. Formal tools, from the EDA vendors, they search the state space of the design to prove that the design behaviors are actually holding true or not. When the right formal methodology is applied on a design using these tools, it can exhaustively verify the correctness of the desired functionality and help us catch bugs that would otherwise be almost impossible to find. There are enough industry reports suggesting that adoption of formal verification is growing. And in terms of market size, it is probably about 40% of the simulation market now.
Wow, 40%. I didn't realize that. So remind us again, what role does Axiomize play in the adoption and implementation of formal verification?
Yeah, so despite increased proliferation of formal tools across the industry, as I mentioned earlier, and a strong intent to adopt formal verification, it actually still remains a niche area with low cohesive adoption and deployment. And this is primarily due to lack of good and effective trainings and the right methodologies that are efficient and scalable, resulting in end users not being able to leverage full potential of the formal tools. At Examize, we have set out with a vision to make formal verification mainstream by enabling and empowering the end users on formal. And these end users are the thousands of designers and verification engineers across the semiconductor industry. What we bring to the table are best-in-class trainings, consulting and services to understand and deploy the right methods to achieve high-quality verification in a more predictable way. In other words, we strive to achieve the high-quality sign-off that formal promises. We promote leveraging and deploying a full continuum of formal verification from early stages of the design to the final sign-off. And this involves an agile formal verification flow, starting with avoiding design bugs, to detecting them, to erasing those bugs, and then finally proving the absence of those bugs.
Got it. So what are Axiomize's actual offerings?
So we offer basic to advanced trainings that focus on teaching the formal methodology without actually using complex jargon. The best aspect of our trainings is that the course material and the labs have been derived from our real experiences working on real designs. Hence, what you learn at the trainings is actually what you would execute and deploy in your projects. As part of our consulting and services, which has been our primary focus area now, we enable end-to-end formal sign-off. This includes consulting for customer management and technical teams, and or providing expertise and manpower to execute those projects to deploy cutting-edge formal verification methodologies on a large-scale designs. In addition to these, we continuously work on developing bespoke custom solutions to accelerate verification of certain customer problems or certain custom specific customer problems, let me say. We are the only provider of vendor neutral RISC-V formal verification automated solution. It is an easy to set up and use push button solution with advanced abstractions, powerful debug coverage and reporting. In addition to catching bugs in the design and verification, design and specification, it actually checks that the design, the CPU design complies with the RISC-V instruction set architecture, or ISA as it is known, and checks that there are no micro-architectural bugs that break ISA compliance. We are EDA vendor neutral, so we work with all formal tools, and all our training, consulting services, and custom solutions are EDA vendor neutral.
Interesting. So is that why you joined Axiomize? You've been there, you joined there earlier this year. I mean, what brought you there?
Yeah, interesting question, Dan. Good you ask. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, it's been an interesting journey, and I would say a transition for me personally in the last 2 years. For more than 25 years in the semiconductor industry, I've been working in the electronic design automation or EDA domain, developing software tools used by most of the chip design companies across the globe. Now, coming from an EDA world building software products to now actually using them to provide cutting edge services to the same companies that I used to work with is what I wanted to learn and experience now. And I truly believe Examize is the right place for it. During my journey in the EDA world, my primary focus has been simulation-based technologies and solutions. And as we all know, simulation was and is still the dominant mode of design verification. Honestly, at some point in my career, many years back, I, like probably many others, believed that formal verification will not be able to scale and become mainstream verification approach to increasing size and complexity of designs. But over time, I was proven wrong, and I stand corrected. The usage and the need for it has grown manifold over the years. And I believe this has been driven primarily by two factors. Firstly, with the excellent advancements in the formal verification tools from these EDA vendors, primarily in improving the capacity handling of these tools, ease of use, powerful debug, and creation of built-in apps providing automation for certain kind of applications. Secondly, the innovations in coming up with the right approach and methodology to apply formal verification on various kinds of designs. This work needs deep expertise and knowledge to develop and deploy the right methods to extract the best results for formal exhaustive verification. And this is where XMI champions this endeavor. As I mentioned earlier, we at XMI are still in early stages of growth, and I am very excited to be part of this growth journey and drive our vision of enabling formal for all semiconductor design and verification with the end goal of achieving, you know, high quality sign-off.
Interesting. You know, but this time around, you're COO, Chief Operating Officer. How do you plan to scale the company as CEO?
Yeah, so as I mentioned before, you know, we at XMI are still in early stages of growth, but a proven track record with the work our founder and CEO, Dr. Ashish Darbari, has done over the years in the formal verification space. He's a well-known face in this area. We are scaling XMI on various fronts. And these include, of course, not limited to, you know, increasing our services business to work with more customers to help them address their verification challenges using formal methods. There is a strong demand for our trainings and expert services. And at this point, honestly, we are actually gated by how much we are ready to take up. It is a good problem to have, but still a challenge to be very carefully addressed. We are hiring and building a very strong team of experts in formal verification. These people get the freedom of a startup work environment, and we are investing in grooming them to become the pillars of our organization's growth story in the coming years. To execute the projects right, we are setting up a robust development process, right from project scoping, planning, through execution and delivery to our customers. We are committed to deliver high quality sign-off to our customers, and we strive every day to achieve that. Of course, as we grow, it is imperative to bring a strong organization culture that fosters innovation, open communication, you know, practicing professional ethics and values, and of course, while having fun while doing all this. We believe in empowering our people to take ownership and accountability, and we are willing to take risks. And we guide and stand by them through this process of their development.
Interesting. So next month is the Design Automation Conference. How can we get in contact with you guys there? I think you're chairing a panel or a paper. I forget which one.
Yes, there is a pavilion panel discussion in the upcoming DAC in July this year, which has a very interesting topic for discussion. Those darn bugs, when will they be exterminated for good? A very relevant and interesting topic and should be an exciting discussion. Brian Bailey from Semi Engineering will be moderating it. And we will have Dr. Ashish Darbari from XMI as one of the panelists. You know, in addition to this, this discussion at DAC, we are also planning to participate in the upcoming events and forums of top EDA vendors, Cadence and Synopsys, to talk about our collaboration with them in enabling broader deployment of formal verification to solve some of the real tough problems. These are exciting times for us as XMI and formal verification in general. And you know, all these events should further scale the momentum in that direction.
Yeah, exciting times indeed. So in the meantime, you can contact AxiomEyes at axiomeyes.com. You can also read about AxiomEyes on semiwiki.com. We've been working with them for about a year now. And GD, thank you for your time. Very informative. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. And we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Dan. Cheers.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening and have a great day.
Thank you.